It's time to find balance and be refreshed here on Every Heart, Every Woman.
Every heart, every woman.
Get ready for uplifting music and inspiring interviews.
Every heart, every woman.
Let's get motivated to move forward as we share our life experiences. Host, Parla Nivens.
Welcome to the show, everyone. Before we jump into our interview, we're going to set the tone, as always, with a little bit of live music. Our song is called Love to Sing Your Name, and it is performed by Sarah Johnson. Sit back and enjoy. Hi, everyone. My name is Carla Nivens. I am your host for the Every Heart, Every Woman radio show. And I have my great friend.
I'm great today.
I think you, yeah. We're trading in and trading up.
All right.
So instead of good friend, great friend.
Awesome.
Vicki McMurray joining me as co-host today. Thank you so much for being here, Vicki.
Thank you.
Well, our show, Every Heart, Every Woman, is a program of Love Ministries. And Love Ministries is a 501c3 nonprofit organization. You can find out all the information that you need about Love Ministries from their website, loveministriesbuilds.org. And let me tell you all, we have a treat for you today. We are welcoming a mother and daughter team. They are co-authors, Jenny and Sarah Johnson. And actually, the worship song that you just enjoyed is by Sarah. So welcome, Jenny and Sarah. Thank you so much for being here.
We're so excited to be here. Thank y'all for having us.
Oh, absolutely. This will be fun.
This is going to be a lot of fun because we just said that this is the first time that the worship song has been by one of our guests that are going to join our conversation. And I have to tell everyone that when we were getting prepared for our conversation, I came to you all's house. You all invited me to your house, your lovely home. And let me tell you, and this is the truth, there was a red carpet out in front of the house. So I get to walk down the red carpet, and they put a crown on my head. So y'all have to look at the pictures on social media because I put it all there. That actually happened, y'all. So we're so excited for y'all to be here. We're so excited to jump into what God has given you all, because I've known you all for a couple of years. I'm doing a lot of talking. I'm going to let y'all talk in a second. Mm-hmm. Right?
Yes, she will let you talk.
I've known you all for a couple of years, and you're so passionate about what God has given you to do. And so, and everything that you all produce is, like, gorgeous.
It's beautiful. Sincerely, it is just, it's breathtaking.
Yes, yes. So I'm going to let you all talk. I could go on and on. My brain is going on and on with all the stuff that I want to say.
Yes.
But I want to let you all talk. Now, we are specifically going to have a conversation today about your book that you've written, and it has a study guide as well, Trading Up for a King's Daughter. It is A to Z, Secrets for Living Regally in Reality. And I read it. My daughters read it. We talk about it all the time. I'm telling y'all, I keep this book very close to me on my bed so that I can go back, because this is one of those books that you just want to keep it on your mind and in your heart, because it truly does help. The first question I want to ask is, can you all give us just a little insight on how God led you to write this?
Absolutely. Well, the story really did start with my mom, and that began in 1996. So I might let her take the first part.
Okay.
All right.
And then I'll tag team with how we came together and started writing.
Yeah.
Well, first of all, the reason why the red carpet was waiting for you is that a king's daughter is privileged to be part of a royal family.
Yes.
And because of the blood of Jesus.
Yes.
It's not just a diva moment.
Yes.
It's because Jesus shed his blood and truly rolled out the red carpet to give us access to God, to have an intimate relationship through Christ, and to just receive life and life more abundantly.
Amen.
And how the book came about is a friend of mine in 1996 gave me a little note, and she was sitting before the king. As we said, we have access to him. He speaks.
Yes.
His sheep hear his voice. His daughters live by every word that proceed from the mouth of the Lord. And so she heard from the Lord, the king's daughter is all glorious within.
Amen.
Psalm 45:13. And the king, our God, said, give that verse to Jenny. And that was on a Tuesday. And on November 7th, 1996, she hands me this little note in the hall. And, you know, faith comes by hearing, hearing by the word of God. So she hands me the note, and I read it. Jenny, the king's daughter is all glories within. And I was immediately ignited, because as the word is sent forth, it will not return void. And that very one sentence ignited my heart.
Mm-hmm.
I promise you, I became royal that moment.
Amen.
I was ignited. And our children went to a private school that got out at 2:30. So I had, this was at 11:30. So I got to go home and just sit with that scripture. And so I was, the whole time I'm driving home going, the king's daughter is all glories within.
Mm.
And it's really neat because we do events with the book, and it's very interactive, and we bring women into the experience, and really it's the Holy Spirit to really reveal through the word of God, through props, through music, just who they are as a king's daughter. But I'm driving home going, the king's daughter is all glories within.
Yes.
Emphasizing each word.
Yes.
The king's
daughter
is all glories within. And you know, that king has a apostrophe. Yes, we are We are his belonging, his possession, yes. his treasure, his jewel.
Yes.
And the king's daughter. Daughter, we are part of a royal family.
Yes.
The king's daughter is all glories within. I love is, not yes. was. When perhaps at that point I had retired from a very successful fashion business, and the fashion business had my name on it.
Mm-hmm.
So everywhere I went, people still kept addressing me mm-hmm. as the fashion company
okay.
name.
Okay.
So then what was neat about is just as I am, because I had retired from that.
Mm-hmm.
And when the Lord emphasized the king's daughter is all glories within, he said, Jenny, right now you, the king's daughter is, not was when you had a successful company, mm-hmm. not will be if you come up with something new, is all of us
right
now,
Amen.
Here and now.
Yes.
Yes.
The king's daughter is all glories within, then all.
Yes.
I mean, is that amazing?
It is
yes.
amazing.
The king's daughter
yes.
is all glories within.
Yes.
We have all the fullness of God within us. The king's daughter is all glorious, that we are carrying his anointing mm-hmm. and his glory.
Yes.
And so that's how this book started. And then the Lord set me aside really for a few years, you know, with being creative and having been in a product business. When I received this, I did turn it into sight, sounds, taste, touch
mm-hmm.
myself, because when I was yeah. sitting for that 3 hours, I went to our girl's dress-up trunk, and I got the robe of righteousness, the ring of
yes.
authority, the slippers of rest, and
yes.
then the scripture. When I told you I wanted to go find out the context, and that's the
yes.
King's Daughter's chapter in Psalm 45, wow. 13.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And it
I
says,
it.
Hearken, O daughters, incline your ear, consider who you are and whose you are. Forget your father's house, forget your own people. The king greatly desires your beauty.
Mm-hmm.
Worship him,
yes.
for he is your Lord. It says, king's daughters are honorable women. And really what I was dealing with at that point was really learning how to relax and be a daughter
mm-hmm.
of God. I didn't know
mm-hmm.
about being royalty mm-hmm. till that day.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
But just being his daughter, knowing that he loves me, honored for just because of what Jesus did at the cross, because
Absolutely.
All of us have a place in the family
right.
yes.
as an honored daughter.
Yeah.
And then it says that, you know, in the scripture, it just says that the king's daughter is all glorious within. Her clothing is of wrought gold.
Yes.
And that her signature trademark, our signature trademark,
yes.
is rejoicing and gladness. Because when we enter into the fullness of this message, of this regal identity, because identity is the foundation for our destiny,
mm-hmm.
because if we don't know who we are,
mm.
we really don't know where we're going. Because
right.
he, number one, where we go every day is to the throne
yes.
and to sit
yes.
at the throne and hearken and listen and incline and just be in that intimate relationship with Jesus. And then before we know it, after sitting at his feet and then getting on our feet, let the day unfold.
Mm-hmm.
And so we're glad to be that it's unfolding here today.
Yes.
And in our book, we have 26 chapters,
mm-hmm.
and it's A to Z. And all of these are true secrets that he showed
yes.
us. And, you know, really accepting God's perfect love is A. You know, just being in that intimate relationship with him and you and celebrating, C.
Yes.
And
mm-hmm.
then you've chosen the chapter of K.
Yes.
Knowing his
yes.
name. So I'm just grateful that the king just decided to say, I've got to give a little note to my girl because
yes.
she's achieving, not receiving.
Yes. Yes.
She doesn't know that
yes.
she's royalty or she wouldn't
yes.
be working as if for
right.
hire, H-I-R-E. He said, Jenny, I'm giving you this little note so you know you're an heir and you've been spelling it wrong. You're H-E-I-R. So that's really the joy. Is that the little note has become a lifestyle and an
mm-hmm.
embedded message that as king's daughters, we are heirs to God
yes.
with identity and inheritance, intimacy.
Amen.
And I could shout from the housetop.
I know. I want to say, because, you know, we're radio, and
yes.
so we can't see our faces, but I'm just so fired up
yes.
listening to you.
Yes.
You are so encouraging
yeah.
and just to watch.
And it's kind of like, to me, like when I came to you all's house, to your space, yes, it is very creative. Like, it is like,
I know, she was
alive.
Her head
it
was spinning. She called
yes.
me. She was so excited.
I'm calling everybody. And I'm like, y'all don't know where I've just been.
Uh-huh.
Jenny, like, as you speak and like my brain just
yes.
gets going.
Me
it's
too.
Like the word of God is alive. You're speaking it. to other women, and we become alive.
Yes.
And, you know?
Oh, absolutely.
It's supernatural, if I
it
can
is.
Say that.
It's very contagious.
And yes. It is.
And to tell you a little bit about just how the book even came to be, I mean, all this excitement and everything that we're talking about is what I grew up with. So yeah. As a daughter,
yeah.
When my mom grasped this message, I mm-hmm. could just see it overflowing. Mm-hmm. And it was a message that she taught us. I have two sisters. I'm in the middle of three girls. And so the King's Daughter's message just became an integral theme in the Johnson home. And there was creativity and crowns and everything like that. And so when I came home, actually it was completely the Lord. I was at the University of Texas, and mm-hmm. it was my senior year, and I was studying broadcast journalism. I wanted to be a news reporter, and the Lord spoke to me, and he said, Sarah, go back to Dallas, and I'll send you all over the world. Mm-hmm. And I had no idea what that meant, and mm-hmm. I thought it was going to be tied in with news reporting or mm-hmm. something like that. And I came home, and I had two open days a week because I was just doing a part-time internship, and the Lord put it on my heart to really just take everything that y'all just heard, which was a part of everyday life, mm-hmm. and to say, Mom, I know you've wanted to write a book. Let's get this down on paper so it can spread all over the world and
what a
nations.
Gift.
And so what I thought was just going to be a summer project mm-hmm. ended up being, I mean, it's been 8 years. And so the Lord has continued to let it grow into more books, into a greater vision than it started or what we ever thought was possible. Yes. But I think that's his heart, just wanting to bring that heart of celebration for his daughters with the creativity, with the truth, with the beauty, so that every woman and girl on the face of the earth knows who she is and who she can be in Christ.
Yeah. Yeah. You all are such a blessing to us creatives. Because I told Vicky when I left, you know, meeting with you all, and we probably talked, I mean, we probably, I don't know.
You were there a long time. I feel like that's what you had shared.
And like the Lord has given you all a vision of kind of even how to take all of the creativity and lay it into, and be able to, you know, package it, organize it in a way
it's
so that we can take it in and really receive the word of God. And I thought for identity, because women, like you said, a lot of times we're achieving. Mm-hmm. We are not, we don't know who we belong to. Mm. We never take the time to sit before the King. Mm. Like,
it was affirming to hear you again today from myself.
Yes. So, you know, that's why I thought we got to know the names of God. We got to know who our Father is so that we know who we are.
Exactly.
You know?
Whose we are.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Right. Whose we are and who we are.
Well, and I love that theme, too, because I think what you're saying when it says, you know, women, it's very hard for us to sit still for a while.
It
but
is.
By us focusing even on the names of God, I think we'll have a greater understanding of who's inviting us to come spend time with
Him. Oh, that's beautiful. Yes.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And I know we're going to talk more about this book, but one of the things I love, I want you to talk a little bit about the trade in and trade up.
Mm-hmm.
You simplify what you're saying, which is a great kind of tag that you can have in your head as you're going through whatever part of the book that you're reading. I just love that. So I want you to talk more about that, because I just think this is a great book.
Well, thank you.
I do. I'm so excited. And it's a Bible study. So guys out there, ladies, you've got to check this out.
Absolutely.
I'm hoping to do it soon where I live in Commerce, and Carla is too. So,
Well, that's another, you know, theme of the Johnson household was Jenny's trade-ins. And I mean, it is just, and it's not even a Bible study. I mean, it can be, you know, little sayings throughout your day.
Right.
I mean,
right.
It's always applied, but I think that's always how your mind has worked, is like, let's trade in this and trade up to that.
Well,
I love that,
honestly,
though.
The verse that inspired it is in Colossians.
Okay.
And so I became a Christian when I was 15, and this revelation was clear when I was 31, and I realized, oh my gosh, I have been saved for 16 years living below his kingdom standards, because all he says in Luke 15:31, which was one night I was going to bed, he goes, Jenny, your life verse is Luke 15:31. So I immediately went and got my Bible, and he says, all that I have is yours.
Yes.
And I realized that all was given to each of us at the moment of salvation.
Mm-hmm.
But where the trade-in and trade-up fits is giving thanks to the Father who has qualified each of us as his children to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in the light. He has delivered us from the power of darkness and yes. transferred us into the kingdom of his dear Son. Yes. Mm-hmm. So transferred is a trade-up because mm-hmm. before we were living below, we were living in darkness.
Right.
Right.
So then, and then Sarah wrote the most beautiful sentence that I love. So why are King's daughters still living in the darkness from which they have been delivered? Fearful, insecure, confused, stressed, exhausted, depressed, anxious, defeated. Why is royalty still living in rags? Mm. Given treasure, but tolerating trash. Hmm. And I know that's
so
what the
true.
Lord was saying. I am going to send a little note to my daughter,
yeah.
and that's how I'm going to catch her attention.
Yeah.
Because I can't stand seeing the daughter that I saved at 15, and this was 16 years into my Christian walk,
mm-hmm.
living another day below my means for her.
Yes.
So trade up, girls.
Mm-hmm.
And that's
go.
What. And
oh,
I got
to
tell you,
this
book
girls.
Is really a handbook.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And every
right.
book in our trading up yeah. series is a handbook.
Right.
And it's not written with tons and tons of testimonies. There are some testimonies. There are testimonies with the video that we did, but we really wanted this to be just scripture packed. There's mm-hmm. over 260 scriptures here.
Yes, it is scripture packed.
And that it can be a handbook. Like you said, you want to repeat it because it
yes.
really is
yes.
a handbook,
yes.
not a Jenny personal story, though there are a couple, mm-hmm. but I want this to be so relatable that mm-hmm. you can just use it for yourself.
Mm-hmm. You know what? I would love for us to talk, let's really fast. The first one that I kind of just picked out was rejection. Mm-hmm. You will no longer discount me, for my beloved gives me belonging. Mm-hmm. And I know that we kind of have to take a break pretty soon here. We've just been gabbing mm-hmm. and we girls, we do that. But, can you all just share your heart on that?
Well, Sarah, I'd love for you to share on this one, but that is the name of God, because the chapter that we're on is knowing God's names,
mm-hmm.
and there are another layer, A to Z names of God.
Yes.
And so Carla's selected the name of God, Beloved.
Well, and this was one thing that I grew up hearing my mom say. She said, it's never rejection. It's only protection or redirection.
Amen.
And I love that.
Oh, I
because
love that.
I think that what so often women can feel, whether it's with men or jobs or people's approval or friendships, mm-hmm. is the spirit of rejection.
Mm-hmm.
And I think when you know God and you know him so much as your beloved, you know that he loves you so incredibly much and mm-hmm. is drawing you unto himself every day, so that no matter what happens in your life, it's either protection from being out of his will,
right.
or it's redirection, and that could be redirection to his throne
mm-hmm.
to receive love that you might not be getting from other people.
Mm-hmm.
It could be redirection to another path, whatever he's leading you to. But I think when you know him as beloved and you know that he's good,
yes.
that he has your best in mind,
right.
that he loves you more than you could think, ask, or imagine, that feeling of rejection, just you don't even have a grid for it anymore.
Yes.
Right.
Yes. Yeah.
You're right.
The scripture is my beloved is mine,
mm-hmm.
and I am his.
Yes.
And that belonging, you're trading
yes.
in the rejection, as Sarah said, with redirection or
protection.
Yes.
But in that place of belonging is we belong assuredly.
Mm-hmm.
I love that adverb.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. What came to mind is I wrote a song for our wedding from that scripture.
You
yes.
did?
Wow.
Yeah, I did.
Oh,
I did.
I want to hear that sometime.
But
wow.
yeah, that's, I mean, all you say that and honestly, the feeling of peace
mm-hmm.
just it covers your life.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah. What a blessing. Okay.
It is.
So we want to get to some more, but let's take a break and we will be right back.
To Every Heart, Every Woman,
the show where women find balance, peace, and inspiration. Now let's get back to the show with your host, Carla Nivens.
Oh, say can you see by his blood shed for me, sin and death will not reign, for his victory remains. By his stripes we are healed, through his sacrifice and life. He died on Calvary, dead to sin and so on.
Welcome back to the Every Heart, Every Woman radio show. My name is Carla Nivens. I am your host. My great friend, Vicki McMurray, is here co-hosting with me today. And we have had just a wonderful time. I mean, this is literally just a treat. And we are so blessed to have the conversation with mother-daughter co-authors, Jenny and Sarah Johnson. And actually, we've just given you a second treat. Usually, we only have worship at the top of the show. But we just thought we have to include the Heart Spangled Banner. And the Lord, Jenny, just gave you this song, wrote the song through you. It's the gospel to the tune of the Star Spangled Banner. And then, and tell us, your daughters, that was your daughters actually singing the
yes.
songs. And tell us how old they were.
They were 12, 10, and 8. And I think it was for Mother's Day or something that I said, I don't want any gifts. Will you just please go into the studio
yeah.
and sing the song? And what a treat.
Yes.
And it's been a treasured song that brings the gospel in song. And I just dwelled on Romans 8 probably for a couple months, just knowing God as Abba.
Yes.
And when you look at Romans 8, there's now no condemnation in Christ Jesus,
mm-hmm.
that we live
Amen.
After the Spirit, not after the flesh.
Amen.
That we have been made free. Past
yes.
tense, so we're past tense. We have
we're already free.
We
yep.
have the mind of Christ, which is life and peace. No more carnal mind needs to be used. That is death. That the same power that raised Jesus from the dead resides in us. In fact, he says that I am Abba, and you have no longer received the bondage again unto fear, the spirit of bondage, but
yes.
the spirit of adoption where we cry, Abba!
Yes.
And that means, and he says that we are children of God, yet we're also heirs of God.
Yes.
In fact, joint heirs with Christ. In fact, the creatures, the world, including us, are groaning to see ourselves and others walk in the glorious liberty of the sons and daughters of the King. So
Amen.
That is what Abba means to me, because that Romans 8 really reveals the character, the heart, and the finished work that God has given us as
yes.
Abba.
Yeah. You know, I'm looking at the Regal Living Secret number 2, and it says, beginning your day with Abba Father,
mm.
Which I mean, I love to do, and
mm-hmm.
I talk about it all the time, about beginning your day in the presence of the Lord.
Absolutely.
And Matthew 11:28, which is in the book, I'm reading it. It says, come to me, all who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe that women, so many women are doing that, just wanting real true rest. Real peace.
Absolutely.
Real joy. Like the real thing,
mm-hmm.
you know, where you've just got a well of it.
Right.
You know, springing.
And you're not
going to
find
you.
It on Facebook.
You're not going to find it
on Instagram. You know, so, I mean, I've been guilty of this too. I don't get up any longer and go right to, you know, social media.
Mm-hmm.
I pull my Bible app up. I have some other things that I read. But it is hard. Our culture wants us to get on Facebook and wants us to, you know, read our text messages and
mm-hmm.
check our email.
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah.
But spending that time with him and that quiet time is just imperative to get those juices flowing and get that energy and feel that peace.
Absolutely.
You
mm-hmm.
go to the throne before you look mm-hmm. at your phone.
Yes.
Oh, I love
yes.
it. Oh, we need a t-shirt with
yes.
that, with the crown on it. Oh,
yes.
my gosh. I love it.
Another
perfect.
Bonus trade-in for you there.
Yes.
Trade-off.
Yeah.
I love
yeah.
it. It's so true. I mean, it is. It's
absolutely.
Yeah.
And I remember when we as an endeavor, give proceeds to a cause in Israel. And so
mm-hmm.
my mom and I have actually had the privilege of going over there. And it's amazing. I remember when that name Abba really sunk in for me. It was when all of these
amazingly cute children were just running up to their dads and they're saying, Abba, 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 because that's daddy.
Right.
Mm-hmm. It's that kind of intimate term.
Yes. Oh.
And so I love that. It's just when you think about what a true father's heart is, mm-hmm. he really just does want to spend that time with you.
Yes.
And more than he's going to say, you know, what did you do for me?
Right.
What, you know, let's look at your to-do list before you're actually going to receive love. It's, mm-hmm. I just want to be with you. Mm-hmm. And I want everything that you do to be an overflow of that. And when we do go to our phones first, I mean, those thoughts of comparison or performance or how can I keep up with this, that, and the other? Or, you know, what did I post and how many likes? Just all of these things. Right. Or, you know, and even if it's not social media, it could be work, it could be family, it could just be the to-do list. Mm-hmm. But when we go to the throne first, when we go to our Abba Father first, I mean, that's how we get everything so that whatever we do, it's an overflow.
Right.
It's not draining.
It's clarity.
It's actually that I'm giving out of this full cup of my heart that I received. And so when we're looking for that joy or that peace, it's because we're not being drained all the time.
Yes,
we're just getting to be that ambassador, that full cup that's just pouring out wherever we go.
Mm-hmm. And I love that the scripture says seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. And there comes that word again.
He didn't
and
say second.
All things shall be added unto
that's
you.
That's right.
All that I have is thine. The king's daughter is all glorious within.
Yes.
Yes.
All.
I love it.
I mean, our God is a God of all comfort. And I just thank the Lord that he wants all for us.
Mm-hmm.
And that's really our heart, is to seek him and receive his all and pass that all to his daughters to go, really to ignite you to go get the all for yourself.
And absolutely. And well, this book does that. It's amazing.
The next, you know, knowing the names of God, I just thought, worry, you cannot cancel my faith, for my provider gives me perfect provision.
Yep,
absolutely.
I say it to myself all the time.
I love that.
But yeah, you all, I'm going to be quiet for a minute and let y'all, because I'll just.
Well, worry's a big thing that we've talked about that's hard.
Yes. So
as you become a mom, especially.
Because
I'll own that one.
my default is not to turn on my social media, but if I'm not careful when I open my eyes, the first thing that wants to come is, okay, what do I need to worry about?
Today.
You know, from my day, what's going to go wrong? What do I need to, you know, what do I need to circumvent, you know, and all of that. So, I mean, this really blessed me. Like, that really blessed me to be able to say, you know, you cannot cancel my faith, for my provider gives me perfect provision all the time.
Well, I love that we're sitting with Carla, the most amazing worship leader, and Sarah Johnson, a worship leader.
Yes.
But, you know, we trade in worry for worship. And you can even look at King Jehoshaphat. He's my role model because he bowed before the Lord and declared a fast of any words of doubt, fear, and unbelief.
Yes.
And I love that it's in 2 Chronicles 20:20 to get 2020 vision of victory.
Ah.
And so then, you know, the famous verse that we know in 2 Chronicles where the Lord says that do not be afraid, do not be dismayed by the reason of multitude around you. The battle is not yours. It is mine, saith the Lord. And he appointed the worshipers and the dancers. And believe ye in the Lord and believe his prophets and you shall be established. And then he sent out the worshipers ahead of him, and the three enemies in that chapter all collided amongst themselves, and the king's daughters and kingdom sons, if those men are listening, that we take the spoil for 3 days. So then guess what happens? If we worship the Lord and seek him first every day, then that means that the spoil is a lifestyle.
Yes.
And we take the spoil and we receive it and share it and give it in our spheres of influence.
Yes.
So I just love that Sarah's a worship leader and we trade in. There's no time to worry if we start with worship.
Yes.
I remember, too, the Lord told me one time, he said, when you're in a trial or when you're, you know, feel that faith faltering or in the middle of whatever it is, you can either say, you can, like, look at yourself, look at your circumstances and say, woe is me, or you can look up and look at him and say, woe is he.
Yes.
And so I love that because, I mean, really so much of our worry can come from, is God going to provide what I need, when I need it, how I need it? And so really when you trust him as provider, it's just that those that look to them are to him are radiant. Their faces are never covered with shame.
Right. Yes.
He will always provide. He will always show up. He will always come through.
Mm-hmm.
And so when we stay knowing that that's who he is as provider and staying in worship, then there's no room for worry.
Yeah.
And I love that David said, I had fainted unless I had believed to
yes.
see the goodness of God show
yes.
up in the land of the living.
Yes. Yeah. And you know what? My prayer always is to kind of like just to constantly say prayers of worship.
Mm-hmm.
I read somewhere that like every 10 seconds we're supposed to be.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Saying a prayer of worship.
Do you mean like thankful gratitude? What do you mean by a prayer of worship? Or am
just
I just
saying
focusing too much
saying
on
something to yourself that is in worship
okay.
to our
right,
Father,
right, right.
like every 10 seconds.
Wow.
Well, and that goes into that conversation that you and I've had a lot about just really paying attention to the blessings in your day, whether mm-hmm. it's an hour of your time, 5 minutes, you know, really focusing in on those little nuances that are going on in your day when he's talking to you,
mm-hmm.
when he's put somebody in front of you, when he's whatever it is. I think it's so important
mm-hmm.
to really pay attention to all
yeah.
of that.
Mm-hmm.
And a practical way is just to put thank you in front of his promises.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
So thank
yes.
you that I live by every word that
yes.
proceeds from the mouth of the Lord.
Thank
yes. you that if God be for me, nothing can be against me. Thank
mm-hmm.
you. And all the scriptures we know, if we put mm-hmm. thank you in
mm-hmm.
front of them,
mm-hmm.
it's done. And
yes.
we've sent forth the word. And
yes.
it is not returning void. It is accomplishing and prospering
mm-hmm.
where it's sent into our lives and the lives of our family members and friends. And
yes.
That's sort
it's
of a little practical
I like
form
this.
Of worship.
It, well, it's
some people
one.
Might think, I don't know how to sing that well. But all
it's
of us can
always
put
about
thank
singing,
you.
Right.
Yes.
We can put thank you in
Absolutely.
Front of every promise.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah, yeah. So let's talk about another one. And this is
I don't know which one you're going to pick. So you're looking at me and there's quite a few.
Complaining one. Because women, I mean, yes. So complaining, you will not proceed from my mouth. For my God is exactly who I need, gives me a heart of worship. For my God is exactly who I need, gives me a heart
of worship.
Of worship.
Yeah, that's beautiful.
Yeah.
Well, I think that goes back to what we were just saying. I mean, and even coming back to complaining, I mean, we can speak words of life or words of
mm-hmm.
death.
Right.
And those words of life can make a far greater, better impact on our life
Amen.
Than those words of complaint
mm-hmm.
and
mm-hmm.
those words of just discontentment or worry or whatever.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so I agree with you, but I'm also 53 years old and have lived a life. I'm thinking about talking with, you know, well, I have a daughter who's 18 and a daughter who's 23. So
mm-hmm.
I think about when they were younger and trying to explain, you know, we would have those conversations about complaining
mm-hmm.
and, you know, how was that received when you guys were growing up? Because I know your mom was so creative in all these ways to really try to infuse the Lord into your life, into your thoughts and into your heart. So how did all that, when she's sharing these things, I'm just curious, as a teenager,
what that was like.
Yes, what was that like?
Well, it was definitely, I really wasn't, there wasn't a lot of room for wallowing, that's for sure.
I bet.
So, I mean, there was a quick rebound.
Because you're so
quick-minded.
I love
so
this.
I was at Party Bazaar on Lover's Lane.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And I bought the director's cut.
Yes.
So I kept that in my kitchen.
Okay.
And so instead of having to because
I
found myself, I'm spending
life.
Too much time, you know, rebuking him. I'm just going to get this thing out and go, cut, can
mm-hmm.
we try that again?
Oh, I like
and
that.
And so perfect.
It was really a helpful
Being
tool
creative.
Because we can use, as mothers, because
yes.
there are many mothers listening,
mm-hmm.
drama and art and
yes.
music
mm-hmm.
and let no unwholesome word come
right.
out of your
mm-hmm.
mouth, but build one another up according to their needs. So that was sort of my, let's cut and playing the director
mm-hmm.
and let them come up with new words for their script. And I love that script is scripture.
Yes.
yes.
So then,
yes.
but anyway, they would just... I tried to make it a little fun to get a help.
See, I like that.
Yeah,
I
that
like
is
the
wonderful.
Creative energy.
Yeah,
You're
creative.
Really blessed with that.
A lot of creative
yeah.
application. Well, no, it is neat just thinking about how, I mean, that did so much build me up in the way that I view a problem or
mm-hmm.
view an issue is that I am always, I mean, yes, there can be that moment of, you know, sadness or defeat, but even like the redirection,
mm-hmm.
It's not rejection, it's redirection or protection.
Mm-hmm.
It's like there was always just a little nugget of wisdom that came from God's word, but it allowed me to always, it's like anytime I'm looking at a situation that could be hard, my mindset is, you know, what is the Lord doing? How is he working? What's the victory that I'm going to get out of it?
Right.
Mm-hmm. You know, how is God going to come through?
Right. Mm-hmm.
And so I think that's, I mean, I think, I mean, probably granted as a teenager, there probably were times when I was like, whatever, Mom.
Right.
Like, there are probably some of those. But I think long term and how I'm really looking at, you know, now at 30 years old, you know, how I view life. I mean, it's really
beautiful.
Is always just, how is God going to win this time?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And you know what? That what makes that, you know, in my mind, that rings with me is saying you're keeping your gaze on the Lord. Like
yes.
you're keeping your eyes on him,
mm-hmm.
Which is obviously above anything
down
other kind of situation or whatever that wants to jump off. We're going to keep our eyes
absolutely
on Abba Father.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That was the last song I wrote. It was, I fix my eyes on you, Jesus, and everything fades away.
Amen.
And that's really the goal, is to get so laser focused that
yes.
those things that you want to complain about or worry about,
mm-hmm.
they fade away because
mm-hmm.
you realize they don't matter.
They don't. You're right.
Yeah.
You're right.
That's wonderful. Jenny, did you have something that you want to share?
I
turned the page there.
You know, when I was just looking at Psalm 34, and it says, oh, magnify the Lord with me.
Yes.
And let us exalt his name together. I sought the Lord, and he heard me, and he delivered me from all my fears. And I think during that quiet time, I really like to come to Jesus. And when I have a problem, I have tried it both ways, but I like to tell it to Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
And to be honest with him, what I'm experiencing, and he will do the trade up in my quiet time. And and right here at Psalm 34, there's a fear. Lord, there's a fear here, but you're going to promise to deliver me from all my fears and redirect me. And those that looked to him were lightened, and their faces were never ashamed.
Mm-hmm.
And when you look at the word, you know, we validate that I've got an issue, Lord. I have a need. I have a concern, but... I love this one. I love his name is Perfector.
Yes.
Because in Psalm 138, he says he will perfect all that concerns me, all that concerns each one of our listeners. And I love that we can trust him and that we can say, I'm finding myself. Oh, I remember I was reading that scripture and I was being a perfectionist and experiencing the anxiety and stress.
Mm-hmm.
And he goes, Jenny, my name is Perfector. I will perfect all that concerns you.
I love it.
So, you know, he is the answer to our every need.
Yes.
He is.
So I just wanted to bring up the fact that we want to address that there may be a trade-in that's needed.
Yes.
Lord, I'm perfecting and experiencing stress.
Mm-hmm.
But you call on him, and he will answer you and show you great and mighty things you do not know.
Yes.
I did not realize that Psalm 138, he said, I will perfect. So you're out of a job. I'm the perfector, no longer you.
I'll
take care of everything.
Right.
So if you're, okay, so we're, you know, like you said, we're musicians. And so say we're at a, I don't know, concert, at a rehearsal, and everybody's getting testy with each other because we're trying to perfect this thing or trying to perfect what we're going to do before we present it to people. What would you do in that instance, when everybody's kind of picking on each other and we're trying to get this performance just the right way we want it, what would Jenny say?
Well, so I would say, let's stop.
Mm-hmm.
Let's look at Jehoshaphat.
Mm-hmm.
Why don't we all just get on our knees?
Mm-hmm.
Why don't we look up to heaven? Let's fast from any strife or debating, and let's receive all over again. And we know that we want it excellent.
Yes.
And so let's look at the word, and why don't we all just take one scripture and ask for the Lord to come down all over again with a fresh anointing so that he who is faithful that has called us will finish it.
Amen.
So then I'd get on my knees and I'd say, Lord, I just thank you that you are a perfecter and that you promise that you will perfect that which concerns my ministry team.
Mm-hmm.
And you say, oh, Lord, your mercy endures forever, and I can't wait to see what you do.
And then she would find the tambourine.
And I'd find the tambourine, but I'd have everyone.
Oh, really?
I'd have everyone say one.
She likes the tambourine.
Because
one verse.
She loves the
tambourine. I'm sorry,
like
she didn't bring one today.
To look at him all over again.
Yes.
Very good.
Oh, there was a tambourine constantly in the car. So if we ever went through a road hump or something like that, it'd be like shaking in the back because my mom would.
Oh, did you bring it? Because I just said, what a shame you didn't bring it.
And I got this one at the Canary Islands, and it's very small, so it can go with me everywhere.
So, because
oh my goodness,
there's a verse.
I want to spend that they would do, Jenny. You are precious.
I'm gonna tell you.
I love this.
Do you know that he says with the tambourine, it's the best conflict resolution tool one could find that you, and I'll have to get you the verse in Isaiah, but he says that he will cancel all our foes and cancel the strife. And so I'd rather do that than say any words.
No kidding. Sometimes. You know what, as we're talking today and I'm thinking about people in my life, this is a great gift. To get your book is a great gift. And in particular, I was thinking about someone in my life right now that doesn't follow the Lord and is really, really, really struggling. And I think I mentioned it to you where I'm trying to figure out, I've been trying to share the Lord with her, but I don't want to jam it down her throat because my excitement, I mean, your excitement is contagious. Hopefully my excitement about Jesus is contagious. But I really have struggled with what's the best way to share him? And I just think this book is really perfect with her personality. And I can think of my girls. I mean, I can think of several people. This would be such a great gift to give.
And what you said was actually just so reflective of our heart behind everything that we do at King's Daughters, because we have our book series, Trading Up, and then we both have artwork. And really, our heart is to celebrate women and girls with truth and beauty. And so what we love is that really with every relationship, every celebration, every divine appointment, every birthday party, whatever it is, we as Christian women have the opportunity to share God's word and in a very creative, beautiful way.
Right.
And so exactly what you just said is really a niche that we fill, and that this is approachable. It is creative.
It is
beautiful.
All of that,
And I give glory to God. I mean, every page was not any of our ideas, but that really has been such a blessing to hear exactly what you're saying, that, you know, people have been able to give this to different demographics, different walks with the Lord, everything. And it's just a way that, I mean, purely just came from heaven that the Lord gave us so that different women can receive it, just because maybe they like the colors at first, and then they realize that it's Christian or whatever.
Right. It's not intimidating.
So it's a full-color book. It's 100 pages of full-color. A lot of books are black and white, and it looks like an assignment.
Right.
And they're all amazing books, but we have been given a gift book collection.
Model. Yes.
So we just hope that the gift of God through Christ and our total inheritance is expressed in a very celebrated way.
Yeah. Well, you know, as I was going through the book and the study guide companion for myself and for my daughter, Every Heart, Every Woman is also a small group that meets under Love Ministries, our 501c3 nonprofit. And so our Every Heart, Every Woman small group is going to go through Trading Up for this school year.
We're so excited about that.
And and then as I was going through, the Lord was like, I mean, this is already put together, Carla. Just set up some other small groups.
Yes,
and
that's
so
what
we'll
we were
have
talking about.
Every
right.
Heart, Every Woman small groups going on all over the world. So Vicky's going to do one, and I've got my cousin Monica. She's going to do one in Maryland.
Yeah.
And so everyone, connect with us if you'd like to join us in going through this with a group of women. We'd love to have you. So, you know, connect with us.
Absolutely. How do we get the book?
Yes, that's what I was going to say next.
Yes, so you can order from our website, www.kings-daughters.com.
Okay.
And that's where you order your books.
And everything else.
And so we actually, so this is one of five books within our Trading Up series. I wrote a book specifically for single women, just to live life to the full in the season where the Lord has you. We have a book that's a guide to pray for the men in your life.
Yes.
We have a coloring book that actually goes with Trading Up for King's Daughter for the younger generation, but now people are using it at every age.
Yeah.
We just did something called Trading Up a Regal Retreat with the King. So it's actually a little A to Z questionnaire, just asking the Lord's wisdom and direction on A to Z areas of your life. So we have the book series. That's where you'll also find our artwork and our stationery, all based on scripture-inspired artwork that we create. You'll also find my original music that the Lord's given me to coincide with the messages that we write. And so, yes, it's kind of the one-stop shop for all things King's Daughters, but it's all unto women going to the website and being inspired of who they are and Christ and who they are as a King's Daughter.
That's, and we'll put it on our Facebook
and
Instagram.
We will. And your social media. I can't say social.
So Instagram is at KD Celebrate. That's our handle. And then Facebook is just facebook.com/ Katie Celebrate as well.
Katie Celebrate.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Wonderful. Well, I hate that our time.
Oh, my goodness.
Kind of
we
up.
Can
We're
do another show.
Over time.
By.
Yes.
I know.
It flew by. But thank you all so much. Thank you, Jenny and Sarah. I mean, this is, again, every time I talk to you all, I say it's supernatural. Like, the Lord is always speaking through your word. So thank you so much for joining us. Thank you, Vicky.
Yes.
For co-hosting.
And thank you for having us. And thank you especially for adopting this for Every Heart, Every Woman.
Oh,
and
absolutely.
We do pray that every heart and every woman knows who she is as a King's daughter.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Well, everyone, keep up with us on our social media, EHEW Radio, or on our website, EHEWradio.com. We are on iTunes, so subscribe and leave us a review, and we will see you back here next week.